Gary Evans Show with Pete Petipko.
This is crazy. It's your mom's birthday today. It's my brother's birthday today.
Can
same
you
day.
Believe it, two humans born on the same day?
It's really something. It is really something.
Did we just become best friends?
It's, both of their birthday cake candles have been blown out prematurely because of all of the wind that took place yesterday.
Holy crap, that was something nuts, eh?
The wind is insane, and it's still windy this morning. It is ridiculous. I can't even imagine. There's stuff blown there. There's stuff has blown into my yard from the future.
Anything cool?
No, nothing yet.
I saw a corgi go about mock chicken down the road there. Just looked there. There was old Fluffy McFlufferton just humming. Like, Godspeed, little buddy.
A corgi? Those things are low to the ground, too. How the hell did that thing get airborne?
Didn't have the Dominator 3 flaps to hold it down?
Oh, it wasn't. Didn't have the aerodynamic foils and whatnot holding it close to the ground.
No, my door on the side of the house, though, it's an older duplex. The latch wasn't so good. We kept all of a sudden hearing this whap. And I'm like, what the hell was that? And I have no idea how it still has glass panes left in it. Wow. I guess it had come open. It was smashing against the wall.
I saw some amusing pictures on Facebook yesterday of, patio sets with umbrellas. And, those umbrellas in the middle of the dining table on the patio set with the glass. And it just, ass over tea kettle. It reminds me of a very windy day when we had the acreage out by Gibbons. I remember driving. My kids were going to Landing Trail School, which is the elementary school out in Gibbons. And as I was driving to the school to pick the kids up, for some reason, I was volunteering or something like that. I looked over in the field before all of those houses were developed there, directly north of the school, and I saw a trampoline just cartwheeling across, heading toward the school. I thought, wow, if that hits somebody, it's really going to hurt.
Kids at recess were like, come on, get here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Man, the wind yesterday and the wind again today. The weather forecast says more of same. It is just not going to let up until later today. The wind warning is in effect. We're expecting a high of 17 degrees. It may clear up a little this afternoon. We may even see some sunshine.
It almost made me quit smoking yesterday. The wind.
I can only imagine.
Yeah.
You probably had to put like 7 or 8 pounds of rocks, pebbles, in each of your pockets just to hold you still outside when you were 10 meters away from the nearest opening to the public building or whatever it was.
I only burned my retina 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
It was something.
With the cherry flying off in your eyes?
True story.
You should be wearing a welding shield when you smoke. That's why.
It's going to kind of be tough to get at the old lips there.
11 degrees to start your day here this morning. It's an historical day, and it's a great day to be alive, Pete. We'll have details on that coming up. And you will not believe what the thief was holding when they caught him with the stolen car.
The all-new Terry Evans Show with Pete Petipko on Edmonton's Classic Rock, K97.
Over the course of the, my lifetime here in Edmonton, and you get to talk to some police officers.
Yeah, you sure do. You sure do, don't you, Terry?
For various reasons, just community events, charity stuff, happening to run into them at the Rogers Place, doing security for hockey games, being pulled over when your license plate is improperly mounted on your motorcycle. But I digress. I digress. I bet that police officers, and all first responders for that matter, have amazing stories about just absolutely insane things that they've seen at...
crazy traffic stops and stuff?
Traffic stops, motor vehicle collisions where, somebody wasn't seriously injured, but there was just a crazy scenario. This is one of those meanwhile in Florida stories. A gentleman named Cody Hessen. He's got Hessenality. I'll tell you what. 23 years old, he was approached because the vehicle he was in was reported as stolen. He drove into a ditch. Police approached with caution.
Well, it's a stolen vehicle.
Yes. Never know what's going to be inside there. Somebody could have, there could be drug paraphernalia, there could be firearms, there could be some sort of...
He's not an upstanding citizen.
Explosive device. Of course he's not an upstanding citizen because he's in a stolen vehicle.
Yeah.
It doesn't take Columbo to figure that one out.
God, what a great show that was.
Excuse me, one more thing. So they go up and they approach the vehicle tentatively, carefully, warily, if you will, and see that Cody Hessen, indeed, at the wheel of the stolen vehicle, holding his capuchin monkey, which was wearing a diaper.
What?
A diaper-clad monkey.
You stole a vehicle and you took your diapered monkey with you?
You took, I guess it was his emotional support diaper-clad monkey.
Oh, well, then no charges pressed.
The all-new Terry Evans Show with Pete Petipko.
All right, it's 5:55, and we have to tell you about an event that's happening on Friday that's going to be so much fun.
Okay.
And the reason I say it's going to be so much fun is because I've done this 13 times.
13?
13 times.
Lucky number 13.
You, however, Pete, have never done this.
No, I have not.
So, look, there's a bus. I will throw you under it. As the new guy, we get to indoctrinate you into some of the stuff that happens here at the radio station. What's happening is Adira is a terrific, the Adira Recovery Center has been helping out women for 20 years. 600 women, giving them a chance to find hope, healing, and restoration.
It's a good cause.
It's for addiction and mental health concerns for women. It's the sixth annual Leap of Faith in support of Adira Recovery Center, which does such great work for Alberta women. And their kids, for that matter.
Yeah, because the mom's always kind of the glue of the pack, if you will.
Well, and quite often they have to pick up the kids and go. So it helps women and their children in crisis recovering from addiction, poverty, trauma, abuse, all kinds of stuff like that. The fifth annual Leap of Faith raised close to $200,000.
Holy crap, really?
That's what their goal is, again, for the sixth annual Leap of Faith. It's happening on Friday.
Impressive.
And this is, you can go to AdiraLeapOfFaith.org. And on the, the corporate, there's a search corporations. You can type in K97 if you want to donate to help things out. But basically what's going to happen is I've volunteered Pete because he's never experienced this before to jump out of an airplane. Is he going to do a tandem jump?
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate that.
Is this something that you've always kind of thought?
I don't know what your thought process, if you were going to get one over on me or I was going to kick and scream, but I've wanted to do this for a long time.
Is that right?
Yeah, I have. I really actually wanted to go skydiving for a very, very long time.
So. When we were first made aware of this, I contacted Adrienne and said, hey, I've done tandem jumps before. I'd like to get involved with this and that sort of thing. And then, of course, we discussed it with you, and you said you wanted to do it as well.
Yeah.
The idea wasn't as popular at home as I thought it
would
be.
Did one of those classic radio movers. Hey, honey, things went, how was your day today, Terry? It was good, had a nice show, and then we had to do some moonshine stuff. I needed to pick something up in the mall. I'm going to jump out of a plane. On the way home, I picked up some bread. Wait, what?
Well, here's the thing. Jody has always been incredibly supportive of all of the crazy things that I've done. I mean, I've jumped out of an airplane 13 times since I've been with her. I've been wearing a medieval suit of armor on a driving range and been hit in the throat with a golf ball driven by a listener.
If you ever have to get, just going to cut you off, if you ever have to get divorced here, you can cite all of these. This is what I've had to do just to get through this relationship.
I think when I told her, it's just she was dealing with Kate's graduation, the fact that Kate's moving away and going to UVic in the fall.
So is Riley.
The fact that Riley is going to be at the end of June gone for anywhere from 5 weeks to 16 months. And she's kind of like
hesitant.
With that leaving the house, I think the thought of me skydiving didn't sit well. It's been a very, very emotional time, and she just didn't want to have to deal with it. So
that's fair.
To myself, you know what? I think maybe I'll just step back from this one and let Pete take the reins on it and jump out of a perfectly good airplane. After all, I've done it 13 times. So she said, why do you need to do that again?
Here's some things you need to know.
Wind warning in effect still.
If anybody in the south side of the city finds a Corona umbrella, please return to Pete at everything's on its way to Leduc now.
Your Corona umbrella.
Really like that thing.
Yes, there could be all kinds of stuff in your yard here as a result of the wind that happened yesterday. There was trees blowing down in the city, all kinds of stuff. It sure didn't help the fire with the Asian restaurant on Stony Plain Road there yesterday.
I heard
154th Street.
Yeah.
That was a good red. I used to go there all the time. That was really good Asian food.
Well, now they got some red hot deals.
Are you allowed to say Chinese food anymore?
Oriental food?
No, you cannot.
Is that worse?
You can't say Oriental.
Why?
That's
is that the bad one?
Oh,
did I do something wrong?
I think it's the O word.
Oh,
I'm not sure. No, but yeah.
Want to see my O face on that?
Oh. But, I mean, they were luckily the firefighters were able to get in there and save what they could, but there's some damage to the surrounding businesses, and, of course, traffic was an issue. They spent most of the day there. About 5,000 customers lost power in the Edmonton area. Even I saw a Berkey boy there next door at our sister station. He was showing pictures on his Facebook page and Twitter of trees in his neighborhood that were falling down. There was all kinds of stuff that was falling down all over the place in
my petunias took a pounding.
I bet you they did.
Well, they did.
You can pound your own petunia if it turns you on that much.
Wow, that'll get us in HR.
I saw that that appeal panel upholding that decision that Alberta subsidies to help small craft brewers in the province as unfair and violate interprovincial free trade rules. Mm. The court said the handout gives the smaller brewers an unfair advantage, so there was much frou-ha-ha about that yesterday. Man, it's tough to be a small business person these days.
Well,
a small business is not hard, so anybody who's succeeding at doing it, hats off to you. Yeah. A hearty salute.
It's not easy. Well, the major corporations are gobbling up everybody. The tax kicks backs for the major corporations. Yeah. And then
the tax money has to come from somewhere, so it ends up being unfairly imposed on the small business owner. It's tough going. It's tough sledding out there, so good for you. And it was history in the making. Trump in North Korea, in Singapore with North Korea's Kim Jong-un, they met face-to-face, and they said it was a very excellent meeting. And
very, very excellent.
A lot of people are going to like it. They're going to be very, very happy.
It was huge. It was a tremendous time.
Mm-hmm. They met many times over the course of the gathering. I watched the initial meeting, and I thought there was some sort of dialogue that may have been happening there. I thought perhaps they were giving each other nicknames.
What were they given?
Kim Jong-un was, you know, like, hey, how you doing there, fat boy? You're orange. I'll call you Fanta. And then Trump was saying, well, you're like the Uncolico, so I'll call you 7-Up.
I got you.
I don't know. The thing about this that I woke up, I looked at LinkedIn, and I saw that was one of the headlines. Actually, the Starbucks closures yesterday was the headline.
On
the daily LinkedIn thing.
Sensitivity training.
Yes.
Over Trump and North Korea meeting.
Yeah, so I woke up.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And the second story on the LinkedIn headlines was the un-Trump thing. And I thought, holy cow, let me get this straight. North Korea is in and Canada is out. We are the threat to the United States of America now. Crazy times. Crazy times, Pete, I'll tell you.
Once we send our Cessnas down there and our five canoes.
According to Chuck Woolery yesterday. But hey, they signed this denuclearization deal, and I credit Dennis Rodman for the whole thing. The word is that The Art of the Deal, Trump's book.
Yes.
Apparently, Dennis Rodman got that to the negotiators on behalf of, like, the North Korean negotiators, gave them that book.
Yes.
Which prepared them for the dealings with Donald Trump yesterday.
All joking aside here, it's not a bad thing. It's pretty good. I know Trump, not a very popular person.
Listen, I am super shocked. I woke up this morning, I went, what? They signed a deal? I don't even care what was in it now.
How do you think, will CNN and all the other medias that hate him report on this? Or?
Of course, they. I watched the initial meeting on live TV last night. So it was sport business. Washington's first ever championship parade happens today. Capitals and a beer-soaked Alexander Ovechkin and a dented Stanley Cup will be parading up and down the streets of Washington, D.C.
Cougar Payne Collision is really working overtime to get this fixed.
Did you see they were on the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon last night? Braden Holtby and Alexander Ovechkin picked Jimmy Fallon up and gave him a swirly
in the cup?
Stanley Cup. Yes, it was terrific.
I kind of like that.
Tampa beat the Blue Jays last night 8-4. They play again tonight at 5. Pistons have signed former Raps coach Dwayne Casey to a 5-year deal. That raised a lot of eyebrows. CFL Edmonton and Winnipeg Thursday. That kicks off the CFL season. And the U.S. Open this week. 3 Canadians in the field. Lefty loves the course, all except for one hole. And Adam Hadwin, Canada's Adam Hadwin, says he's close.
Who's your horse this week? Who's your horse?
You know what? I really haven't looked at it, but Tiger is going to be golfing with number 1 and number 2 in the world. So Dustin Johnson and...
Spieth?
No, Spieth's buddy. I can't remember. The little kid. Little dude.
Everybody's little to you,
not
bastard.
Not Kim Jong-un. I know he wants to be in the U.S. Open.
He's hitting from the red.
Or that was his father. I don't
know. This is the all-new Terry Evans Show with Pete Petivko on Edmonton's Classic Rock, K97.
Hi, K97. Who's this?
It's Brian.
Yes, Brian.
Are you guys doing those bad dad jokes?
We sure are. What's yours?
Okay. Why don't blind people like to skydive?
Why don't blind people like to skydive?
Scares the crap out of their dog.
That's right.
Thanks for calling, man.
Okay. There you go. Thanks, Brian. We appreciate that. That's a good start to the day. It's K97's Battle of the Bad Dad Jokes this week. I know we don't ordinarily do jokes on the show. It's been a long-standing rule, but we have a trip to Phoenix to give away to go and hang out at Rick Bronson's House of Comedy in Phoenix. Of course, here he has Rick Bronson's The Comic Strip. And we'll get 2 finalists for the day.
Yep.
And then people can vote. And we're not saying that they're the 2 best of the day. There's just 2 per day.
We're picking 2 that stand out, but...
They go head to head.
Yeah.
And then after 8 o'clock, you'll be able to vote which one has an opportunity to go to the finals to get voted on through the weekend.
I'm hoping the whole trip needs a chaperone, and I can be that person.
I would highly recommend you, Pete, as a chaperone for this trip. I've been there.
Yeah?
And it's, I've been to Bronson's Club in Scottsdale. It's awesome. So give us your bad dad jokes. You can text them at 780-451-8097. But it's much better if you call in and give them to us with your own face and person on the phone by calling.
Yeah. Use the old Alexander Graham Bell invention for what it was for instead of sending... You know, photos of your genitals.
We have the 2 finalists today will each win a table for 4 at an upcoming show for Rick Bronson's The Comic Strip here in West Edmonton Mall. Do you have one to surprise me with? Usually you have a cheesy bad dad joke.
A cheesy bad dad
joke?
You
can throw at me that just makes me look at you like I'm...
I'm kind of burning out on him here, bud. I mean, I'm sure I can get some more.
Well, I didn't mean to put you on the spot. I just... usually you're... You're one to quickly antagonize.
Sometimes. How about... I wouldn't buy anything with Velcro, Terry. It's a total ripoff.
The all-new Terry Evans Show with Pete Petivko on Edmonton's Classic Rock, K97.
Hello, K97. Who's this?
Hey, Jeff from Fort Mac. How's it going?
Good, Jeff. What's up?
I got a bad dad joke for you.
Perfect. Go.
What do you do when you see a spaceman?
What do you do when you see a spaceman?
I don't know. What do?
You park, man.
Gotcha. If there's a free space, take it.
Jeff, what's your... K97, who's this?
This is Barry calling. How you doing?
Not so bad, Barry, man. You got a bad dad joke for us?
Yes, I do.
Fire when ready, big shoots.
What did Jeffrey Dahmer say to Lorena Bobbitt?
I don't know. What?
You gonna eat that?
Ah!
This is the all-new Terry Evans Show with Pete Petipko on Edmonton's Classic Rock, K97.
What a joy it is to have a new partner on the morning show here. Pete has been with us for just shy of 2 months now, fitting in nicely. It's been...
Still haven't been fired yet.
No, you're not at your three-month probationary finish.
Damn
just
it,
yet,
I jinxed
so,
it.
Keep hold your... rein it in there, Buster. And when I say rein it in, I know you're on that little horse outside the shopping mall. You're not on a real horse, a Shetland pony, as it were. So the interesting thing for me is having the additional stuff come my way as far as show ideas are concerned. And over the weekend, I was delighted to see the picture that you sent me of the two people in Fort McMurray making love on the trunk of a Nissan Maxima.
Oh, are we going to call it making love?
I think that's Fort McMurray love right there, isn't
it? That was some whoopee right there.
Sure it was. Yeah. They were in the throes of romance, obviously, and midday.
Let me paint the photo for people here.
Sunshine shining on their shoulders.
Sunshine shining right next to, this isn't between two houses, it's next to an apartment complex.
And a dumpster.
A dumpster, and then another townhouse, and there sits an unplated, can't believe it's not impounded, Nissan. It looks like a Nissan Maxima from like 1998.
Well, that's obviously how he got her. He's like, hey, I got a Maxima. And it's not like the Lada Minima.
I mean, from Russia.
You're not going to get a girl on a Minima. You got to go with a Maxima. That's the only way you're going to bet a girl in that way. And you romantic son of a bitch.
Wow. Okay, that's true.
Listen to him.
Yeah, so he showed her his tailpipe, and she presented the headlights, and together they made sweet love. I mean, wow, nothing. And I love the fact that, too, there is a bike on a kickstand next to the photo. So this isn't even his car.
I never thought of that.
That's the best part.
He's doing it on somebody else's car. Here, I thought it was his car. He was showing her all the options. Like, it's got lane departure. Like, if he slips out and all of a sudden hits her in the no-go wall. It's like,
in the no-go, whoa.
Lane departure, lane departure.
Four-way start flashing. And it's like one of those cars from like yesterday past. So, you know, it's probably got one of the most annoying car alarms that it's going off. But I had to chuckle about this. It's a classy moment. Move over, Calgary. It's gone to Fort McMurray now.
Stampede, you're up. Yeah. Your turn.
Trampede, yeah.
Ball's in your court now, so to speak.
Here's some things you need to know.
Okay. Yesterday, 5,000 customers lost power. EPCOR says everything should be back to normal by now. Some kids visiting Fort Edmonton Park were forced to leave after the wind knocked down some fencing.
No.
There was stuff blowing around into people's yards all damn day yesterday. Trees falling down, some of those old elm trees falling on people's cars. Even Berkey Boy there next door at our sister station, he had stuff in his neighborhood in St. Albert, branches and stuff, half of a tree blowing over.
According to recent reports, my Corona umbrella is making its way down to Drumheller.
well, that's a good place for it, I suppose. there's probably three or four barbecue covers in your yard right now, too, if you just go look through the curtains.
Oh, for sure.
I was inside my house, and my hair was messy. It was ridiculous, the amount of wind we had yesterday. It was history in the making last night. I watched it on television. It was groundbreaking. It's something that's the Bachelorette. Becca broke her wrist.
Oh, I thought this. Yes, that was the groundbreaking moment on TV in the last 24 hours, Terry.
No, I watched the meeting, the awkward meeting between Trump and Kim Jong-un. And I woke up this morning to see the update that they had signed a denuclearization agreement. And I thought to myself, wow, that is something else. I was genuinely shocked that they actually got it done because, like most people, I thought Trump would just insult Kim Jong-un and he would storm out of there with his little tiny footsteps and away he'd go back to... But, I mean, everybody, even South Korea is saying, hey, this is significant.
People, it's very significant. According to a recent poll that came out this morning, Trump's numbers are now, he's polling higher in approval ratings than Obama was at the same time in his career.
This is something else. So, meanwhile, at his press conference in Singapore, Trump also lashed out at Justin Trudeau, saying, hey, you shouldn't have had that press conference thinking that I wasn't watching because I was on a plane. It's going to cost Canada a lot of money. You should learn from this. He still thinks that Canada is the security. Trudeau executed bad fashion sense while on vacation in India. Meanwhile, Kim Jong-un executed at least 340 people in his first 6 years in power, including a general who fell asleep in a meeting. And Canada is the security threat to the USA right now.
Wow. It's fair. You ever met a couple?
Has Trump found some maple syrup missile silos somewhere that are going to be that we've been testing? Is that the problem?
We built the strongest PEI potato gun known to man. We're just going to take out Massachusetts one potato at a time.
Oh, my God. It is just absolutely insane what is happening in the world. It's a special time to be alive, Pete, is what it is.
We're going to smoke them out with some legal pot from BC there.
Sure, we'll do that, too. Sport business. Washington's first ever championship parade happens today with a beer-soaked Alexander Ovechkin parading around a very dented Stanley Cup down the streets of Washington, D.C. Last night, they had the Cup, along with Ovi and Braden Holtby, on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, and they basically gave Jimmy Fallon a swirly in the Cup full of beer or something.
He's deserving of one these days.
They picked him up like it was dwarf tossing.
Yeah.
The Pistons signed former Raps coach Dwayne Casey to a 5-year deal. That raised some eyebrows in the NBA and beyond. Tampa beat the Blue Jays 8-4 last night. NFL starts Thursday with Edmonton in Winnipeg, and the PGA U.S. Open happens this weekend.
Yes, it does.
Three Canadians in the field.
The all-new Terry Evans Show with Pete Petipko on Edmonton's Classic Rock, K97.
Chris and Shayna and Andrew, that's the whole crew at Hanson Distillery on 111th Avenue out here in the West End. K97 has teamed up with them for K97's Bark at the Moonshine. It's an apple pie moonshine, and it is delicious. It will be available for purchase with proceeds to the K97 Little Miracles Trust Fund starting on June 30th. We have taste testing parties.
Yeah, and even if you don't get in for one of these taste test parties, mm-hmm. go check the place out.
Oh, it's super cool.
It's so cool.
It's a really neat spot. You can do sampling. You can book parties, or you can do all kinds of stuff there.
It would be a fun spot, I was thinking about this, to have a birthday party. You know what I mean? Like, you've got the distillery there. They've done a great job decorating. Like, this isn't like just you're sitting in a warehouse on, an old car seat. Cool people.
Yeah. So we have taste test parties on the 29th. This is an opportunity for you to go and be a part of the taste test party, and then be one of the first to purchase a bottle to support the Little Miracles Trust Fund. We have a double guest pass to the Friday, June 29th Moonshine Tasting Party at Hanson Distillery on the line right now, and you have a chance to win it. What's your name?
Justin.
All right, Justin, it's very simple. I will give you two names. One is the name of an actual alcoholic beverage.
Okay.
All right. The other one I made up. Okay. Identify the one that's an actual alcoholic beverage, and you win the double guest pass to the taste testing party, okay?
Sounds good.
Okay. Number one, sand in the crack. Number two, grass in the hooey. There you go. There's a sand in the crack, grass in the hooey.
Two things that happen after you have sex on a Nissan Maxima in Fort McMurray.
The first one.
The sand in the crack is the actual drink, yes. Congratulations.
Yeah. Awesome, thank you.
June 29th, 5 to 6:30. The thing about this, Justin, too, is this is the Moonshine Tasting Party. But there's so many other things at Hanson Distillery that would be phenomenal for you to check out.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, and it's your first opportunity to buy the moonshine, support the Little Miracles Trust Fund. Thanks for calling in. Hang on, I'll tell you how to get your passes, okay? Don't hang up. There we go. We'll have more to give away tomorrow. Also, after 8 o'clock, we have tickets, weekend passes to K97's presentation of the Beaumont Blues and Roots Fest to give away.
You sure it's May or June right now? Feels like Christmas.
I know.
This is the all-new Terry Evans Show with Pete Petipko on Edmonton's Classic Rock, K97.
Hi, K97. Who's this?
It's Brian.
Yes, Brian.
Are you guys doing those bad dad jokes?
We sure are. What's yours?
Okay. Why don't blind people like to skydive?
Why don't blind people like to skydive?
Scares the crap out of their dog.
That's right.
Thanks for calling, man.
There you go. That takes us right into the event that's happening on Friday for Adira. Adira.ca. A-D-E-A-R-A. Adira has been helping more than 600 women out over the last 20 years, helping women and their children in crisis, recovering from addiction, poverty, trauma, and abuse. And on Friday, Pete is going to be out there for the Leap of Faith. You can go to AdiraLeapOfFaith.org, and there's a link to search corporations. You type in K97, and you can sponsor Pete. My picture's up there as of right now. I was going to do it as well, but sometimes things change.
You know what? I'm just going to... Oh, look, here comes the bus, as you would say. The wife wouldn't allow you this year.
Well, it's not that she wouldn't allow me. I've jumped 13 times out of a perfectly good airplane. I bounced this off of her, and Jody is very supportive normally of all of the stuff that I do, the crazy, like the stock car racing, the skydiving, the bungee jumping, the motorcycling, all of the ridiculous things that I've done over the years through my career. But I think I just caught her at a time where, you know, Riley's going to be taken off on tour soon.
Yeah.
Kate's accepted to UVic, so she's leaving. Her graduation is over the weekend. There was a lot of emotion going on, and I think it was just the wrong time to present her with, hey, I'm going to jump out of an airplane.
Yeah.
So
realistically, she was like, I need somebody to, you know, open jars.
Right.
And things.
She didn't say no. She just said, do you need to do that again? And I understood exactly what she was
saying. My girlfriend was super supportive of it.
Of course she is.
She wants, Loren was like, that sounds awesome.
It's, and you should take her to go and watch. She'd probably really enjoy seeing you thrown out of an airplane.
Wow. Thank you.
AdiraLeapOfFaith.org. It's helping to raise money and awareness for the Adira Recovery Center. Their target goal is $200,000. It's going to be a heck of a good time. You're going to be hurled out of an airplane, tandem jumped at 14,000 feet.
My mom turns 71 today.
Uh-huh.
And that's what I gave her for her birthday gift this morning. I said, hey, happy birthday. By the way, I'm jumping out of a plane on Friday.
Nice.
I thought it was timely.
Are you, have you looked into this? Do you know how long you'll be free falling from 14,000 feet?
No, I don't actually.
Approximately 35 seconds.
Really? Before they pull the rip cord?
Before the cord is pulled. You don't have to do anything. All you have to do
35 seconds.
You just have to make yourself like a badminton bird. You just stick your hands out, and your tandem instructor is probably going to have a camera or something.
Yeah.
Where you can take a camera and tape it to your hand so that you don't drop it and film the thing, sort of thing.
They make tiny coveralls to fit me and everything
for this? Shop at Baby Gap. You'll have little coveralls to wear so that you'll have a helmet and goggles and everything, and your face will be going like this as you fall.
My McMuffin face is really going to let go.
Yeah. Okay. It's all kinds of fun. I did this years ago. I skydived into, at the time, it was John Ducey Park with the game ball down in the river valley from 14,000 feet with a big free fall with a tandem jump.
Yeah.
It's a hell of a good time, and you're really going to enjoy it.
Really would have sucked if you missed that that bullseye and took out like a hot dog guy or something.
The tandem jumper I had at the time, the instructor was very adept at steering. Adira.ca, AdiraLeapOfFaith.org, the Adira Recovery Center. Please support them. They do tremendous work for the Edmonton region.
The all-new Terry Evans Show with Pete Fitzsimko on Edmonton's Classic Rock, K97.
Donald Trump says his first meeting with Kim Jong-un was really fantastic.
It was huge.
And they knocked me over with a feather. They signed a denuclearization deal.
It's kind of crazy.
Even South Korea, the leader of South Korea is saying, wow, this is pretty cool.
And for those who don't know out there, South Korea might not be the biggest fan of North Korea. Like, I think in the entire world, South Korea would hate North Korea more than anybody else.
Yes. Now, Trump, during his press conference in Singapore still lashed out at Justin Trudeau for his retaliatory speech after Trump got on the airplane leaving the G7 in Quebec. So he said, it's going to cost Canada a lot of money. He should know better.
Not the good deal?
No. The thing that I found was remarkable about this whole thing is everybody sort of sarcastically said, I wonder if Dennis Rodman's going to be the moderator for, this big meeting in Singapore because he's friends with Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump. Yeah. And it turns out, believe it or else, that Dennis Rodman, this is what I read.
You didn't make this up earlier when you told me? I thought you were full of BS.
I read this, and it's something that I thought, well, maybe this is made up.
Yeah.
I thought, well, that's a...
Sound made up.
It's a pretty credible source. Maybe it needs to come from another one or two, but Dennis Rodman took Donald Trump's book, The Art of the Deal. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, The Art of the Deal.
Yeah. And gave it to the negotiators from North Korea. So that they would be prepared for their dealings with Donald Trump. And apparently, from that little exchange and exposure, things went a lot smoother in the pre-negotiations between the delegates from each side before the actual meeting took place, where they had that very awkward handshake and then started talking to each other, forgetting that neither one of them could speak English or Korean. That was the thing that made me laugh. Trump goes up and shakes his hand and starts talking to him. And Kim Jong-un is looking at him going, I have no idea what you're saying, Fanta boy. You're orange.
Maybe they should have put like an Alexa between them. Alexa,
That would have been a great idea.
Or but could have been really bad.
I watched the clip over again because I posted it on our social media and stuff. I watched the clip over again and I could faintly hear voices in the background. So it sounded like perhaps their translators were off camera.
Obviously.
And just kind of shouting things back and forth.
For sure.
But then they turned and had that very stoic look on their face posing for the pictures with no expression.
It was like an old-timey photo, you know, like the original ones where you'd go and you stand there and you're like, you stand very straightforward, the family, like that's how you...
You're dressing up in Old West costumes holding a Winchester?
Yeah, yeah. No smiling whatsoever. If you smile, you will give up your soul. You gotta say, though, it is a historical moment. And I mean, a lot of the left-leaning media that's, you know, attacking Trump all the time, they don't even know what to do with it today. They don't even know what to do.
So here's the things that we know that have come out of it. We know that there has been some sort of denuclearization deal that has been signed.
Yeah.
We know that South Korea says that this is a remarkable achievement, and it's going to make the Korean Peninsula that much safer for years to come, not only for North and South Korea collectively, but for the world. We also know that there is a possible invite to the White House of Kim Jong-un.
Okay.
And to finally, after the press conferences and all of the things were done, Kim Jong-un was able to share his hairdresser's number with Donald Trump.
Here's some things you need to know.
With that wind yesterday, hokey smudge, Malcolm, put away your dinky toys, or else they'll blow into the neighbor's yard, like everything else. You know, the cushions from your patio furniture, your umbrella, your trampoline, your shingles, your barbecue, all of that stuff is probably in the neighbor's yard. You're going to have to go door-to-door today to find all of your stuff. Over 5,000 people were without power yesterday. EPCOR says it should be back to normal now, but there were downed tree branches, elm trees split in half, falling on people's cars. It was ridiculous, gusting to 90 kilometers per hour and beyond. So there's a smaller chance of rain here today. It's still windy until mid-afternoon, and then it should die down.
When the wind hits somebody of your size, do you kind of like bend like the trees?
Mm-hmm.
You do?
It's all about having a good root system, Pete. There could be some good news. Well, it's true. There could be some good news for people who take the southwest leg of the Anthony Henday.
Oh, the one that always jams up every morning?
Yeah, yeah. The southwest leg of the busy roadway, which often gets congested at various times of the day, is expected to be widened. When it was built a number of years ago, officials were confident that it would be able to handle the traffic volumes until 2020. But obviously, we've seen all of the development down there off the southwest leg of the Anthony Handay. And then you throw in the knuckleheads that drive it from time to time that make everything...
where's the traffic coming from? The Leduc area, like in that inn, and the people that got to work up at the west end?
In that area. It's a ring road.
Yes, I get that.
There could be people working in Sherwood Park or living in Sherwood Park that take
use that corner too, yeah.
So the government is holding a press conference at around 11 o'clock this morning. Hey, government, if you're doing a press conference on that, how about a little attention to Ray Gibbon Drive? From the Henday up to Giroux or beyond Villeneuve Road. That would be good, too. There's an awful lot of development happening in St. Albert and Trumpeter, around Big Lake.
Well, maybe you guys could pay a little more property tax and get it done.
You know what? Maybe that's the case. That's right. Let's charge St. Albert residents more property tax.
Said no St. Albert resident ever.
I just got my notice in the mail last week, and I went, boing! My eyes went out like a cartoon character.
Well, now I know why you asked to borrow $50.
Yep. Trump.
He got it done!
They signed a deal.
Yep.
I was as surprised as anybody else when I read that this morning.
U.S. sitting president in history to sit down with the leader of North Korea.
Right.
And it was Donald effing Trump.
Crazy, man. And then at his press conference this morning, he still had the time to lash out at Justin Trudeau for his speech after the G7 when Trump was already on the airplane. This is going to cost Canada a lot of money. So he continues, Trump says that Canada is a security threat to the United States. I think he means that, though,
Terry, with the tariffs, because there is some tariffs both ways going on.
That's tariffs, not security.
What security threat did he say, though?
Well, he said, didn't you guys burn down the White House? That was 200 years ago, and it was the British. So
it wasn't us at all.
I don't know. Maybe Trump knows something that we don't. Maybe Tomahawk cruise missile testing is taking place with Putin warheads fired off into the Atlantic off Kennebunkport, Maine. I don't know.
We're turning Vienna sausage empty cans into AR-15s on Newfoundland.
That's right. Imagine the exit wound on those. Good God.
I think he says half the stuff to wind people up to get it gets them off their game. That's the whole point.
It's gotten a lot of people off their game. That's for damn sure.
It's got Hollywood melting down at an enormous rate, doesn't it?
The De Niro thing. There was a lot of people who loved that and some people who hated it.
Well, he's out of touch with the average person. That's all I'm going to say.
Trump is?
No, De Niro and Hollywood representatives.
I get you. Yeah, there's some people that brought that up on social media yesterday.
When you got $300 million in the bank, it's going to be hard to relate to your average citizen that might not make it till next payday, right?
With all of this stuff happening, what it did was it took attention away from the 18-year-old case of Justin Trudeau and the possible sexual harassment or groping at the Kokanee Music Festival in Creston, B.C., my hometown.
Yeah.
The reporter for the Creston Valley Advance. So none of this has reared its ugly head because of all of the other things that are happening in the world, but Trudeau's somebody from the Toronto newspaper has dug this up and has brought it to light again.
It's come back up, and now this isn't a new allegation that has been dormant for 18 years. As soon as Trudeau did this back in, I think it was 2000, he groped one of their reporters. They wrote a story on it right back then in 2000. So,
it was an editorial. Yeah.
A story, an editorial, whatever. Same tomato, tomato, petunia, potato. But they're bringing it back up because, he's often said, I'm a feminist and, we have to believe the accuser at face value. And it doesn't matter how old the allegation is. These are his words.
He wasn't in the political process. He wasn't a politician at the time. But he has, as a politician, said that a politician has to be responsible for his actions long before he was a politician. So
it'll be interesting to see if the mainstream media will cover any of this, which they won't, or if he'll follow what he says, or is it another one of those do as I do, not as I say
situations?
It's
certainly not going to be the lead on CBC, that's for sure.
No, it'll be the... Yeah, never mind.
NHL, Washington's first ever championship parade happens today in D.C. with a beer-soaked Alexander Ovechkin and a dented Stanley Cup. That'll be paraded through the streets of Washington. Toronto got hammered by Tampa last night. They play again down in Florida. CFL starts Thursday. U.S. Open starts Thursday as well. Three Canadians in the field. And Tiger Woods will be teeing off with number one and number two in the world, Dustin Johnson and Justin Thomas. So there, those are the things you need to know this morning.
This is the all-new Terry Evans Show with Pete Petipko on Edmonton's Classic Rock, K97.
Bad dad jokes. It's an opportunity to win a trip to Phoenix to go and hang out at Rick Bronson's House of Comedy in Scottsdale. Not to mention, each day we give away a four-pack of tickets to Rick Bronson's The Comic Strip here in West Edmonton Mall with all of the bad dad jokes that come in. Ordinarily, we don't do jokes on the show, but, hey, we've got a trip to Phoenix to give away, so...
We're bending the rules for a mere 5 days, and it's also, Terry, it's also for Father's Day.
That's right.
Okay.
Bad dad jokes, and we've got lots of people calling in. We just randomly picked two, and these are our two finalists for the day. Now it's up to you to choose between Lindsay and Ryan, and they'll each win four pack of tickets to the comic strip. Now it's up to you to choose, and you can vote by text.
Yep, so just text us 780-451-8097. They need your help. You could qualify tomorrow, and you'll want people to help you, so get involved, be part of the show. And all you got to do is text either, what are we going to say for the two words?
Chewy or belt.
Chewy or belt are your two words.
Now, here are the two finalists for today.
All right, Lindsay, go ahead.
What did the zero say to the eight?
I don't know, Lindsay. What did the zero say to the eight?
Where'd you get the belt?
Oh, that's a good one. Thanks, Lindsay.
No problem. Thanks, guys.
Hi, K97. Who's this?
Morning.
Yeah, what's your name?
Ryan.
Okay, Ryan, go ahead. What's up?
Well, you know, kids are always hungry, right?
Kids are always hungry, Ryan.
Always hungry. So my daughter asked me the other day, she's like, so what are we having for supper? I was like, Wookiee steak.
Wookiee steak?
Yeah. She's like, what's that? Like, oh, it's a little chewy.
That's a bad dad joke if I ever heard one.
Text machine is open. They need your help. Chewy or belt? 780-451-8097. Battle of the bad jokes continues. Terry is in the corner crying due to all the jokes right now.
This is the all-new Terry Evans Show with Pete Petipko on Edmonton's Classic Rock, K97.
K97 presents the Beaumont Blues and Roots Festival this weekend at Four Seasons Park in Beaumont. There's a terrific all-Canadian lineup and a lot of great local artists that are going to be featured at this. I'll be there Saturday afternoon. Rob Berg's going to be there on Sunday. I think Melissa's going to be there on Friday evening. All kinds of fun. But it's a great festival. There's two stages going. I know the Command Sisters are going to be playing. Paula Perreault is going to be playing. Other local artists, just to name a few. And, of course, all the headliner, Serena Ryder, Sam Robertson. It's going to be all kinds of fun. I have a weekend pass to give away right now for you and a friend, 780-451-8097. If you want to play the game, go ahead, get on the horn and give it a shot. It'll be fun.
It'll be fun. You'll have the best time of your life, I swear. Yeah,
Who's this? Good morning. What's your name?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. What's your name?
Robert.
All right, Robert. It's time to play Terry or Pete. It's the game that everybody's talking about. Well, it's the game that us three are talking about right now. Yeah. I will give you a fun fact about one of the two of us, and you tell us whether it happened to Terry or Pete.
Sounds good.
All right, Robert. One of us fell off a two-story parking garage into gas meter pipe and then went to Denny's immediately after. Did that happen to Terry or Pete?
No, I would have to say Terry.
That's going to be one of those wrong buzzers.
Oh,
yeah, that's a no win for you.
It happened.
That sucks.
It happened to Pete, so we can't give you the prize. We're going to give it to the next person on the phone, and that's you. Hello.
Hey.
What's your name?
Mike.
Mike, congratulations. You've just won a couple of guest passes for the weekend festival, Beaumont Blues and Roots Fest at Four Seasons Park.
Thanks a lot.
You're very welcome. Hang on the line. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it, Mike, and Robert, for that matter. We'll have more to give away with a different contest tomorrow.
Also, we still have the bad dad jokes open for the text machine. That's open for like another maybe 10 minutes. So you got to vote on Belt or Chewy. And I'm looking at the percentages right now. Chewy is winning by 53%.
Chewy is winning,
yeah. It's tight. It's tight.
No further explanation on falling off the second, the two-story parking garage?
Well, Terry, you know, sometimes when you're trying to rescue things, and I was drunk, man. I mean, what do you think happened?
The all-new Terry Evans Show with Pete Potipko on Edmonton's Classic Rock, K97.
So we woke this morning to the news that a nuclear denuclearization agreement had been signed to make the Korean Peninsula safer for North and South Korea, the world for that matter. Many people surprised that Trump was able to boy, the pen looked huge in his hand. The agreement was signed. Trump went and did a press conference afterwards, still took another poke at Justin Trudeau about his speech after the G7 when Trump was already on the airplane. Said that's going to cost Canada some money. So all kinds of just silly mind games going on in the background. And Kim Jong-un was... Well, I don't know which is more surprising. Is it more surprising that Trump was reasonable or that Un was reasonable?
Well, I'm reading articles on this as I like to peruse, and I don't know what's more surprising, but I think, you know, people are actually saying some of Trump's pushback and his rhetoric helped get this to the table. Because
even the South Korean leader is saying that this is a good thing.
Yeah.
And that they don't say anything is good when it comes to North Korea. Here's the unusual aspect, and you had to know that things like this were going to come. Kim Jong-un is so protective of his privacy that he brought his own toilet to Singapore.
Apparently he does that all the time, eh?
Yep. He brought his own toilet to the...
I don't know why. There's a reason, too. There's a reason for this.
It's because he wants to... It is according to the South Korean newspaper, the Chosun Ilbo.
Oh, yes. I'm an avid reader.
Of course. You subscribe every week. The Chosun Ilbo reports that Kim travels with his own personal toilet in order to prevent intelligence agencies from obtaining his stools and using them to get to know him, to learn about his health.
Yeah, they don't want people to dive into the poop and examine it. So the Chosun Ilbo there is released that and let people know.
So
the weekly weenus.
He brings his own toilet so he can lay down some Panmunjom right there.
The all-new Terry Evans Show.